Oh, you want to sit? Come on over. You want to sit there? The Lord be with you. I'd like to welcome each and everybody here to our last Sunday of Advent. We're looking forward to what God has in store in the next few days, but appreciate you being here. We got lessons and carols today. Always look forward to that. But several announcements and concerns for you. Next week, it's not in your bulletin, but next week there will be a combined fifth Sunday adult Sunday school class over in the fellowship hall. We will be doing that, so be over there ready for that. Combined adult Sunday school class, fifth Sunday, over in the fellowship hall, not in your bulletin. Also, we do want to send our sympathies out to the family of Miss Gay Trexler. Miss Gay was a member here at Oregon. She has been suffering from Alzheimer's for quite some time, has kind of been away from public access for quite a while, passed away this week. There will not be a funeral service. There is no service that is taking place. She has been cremated. She will be taken back to her home where she was born, North Carolina, and there is supposed to be a memorial service later at some point. But be praying for the Trexler family and continue to remember them, if you will. Also, Christmas Eve service, 7 o'clock, that's the big service. Bring somebody out, invite them out. Love to see a lot of folks out for a big service here. But also, we do have the 10:30 service. Now, I'm not quite sure what the weather's looking like. That will be in the old church, weather permitting. Now, if it is 500 degrees below zero, it will be up here. We will still have the 10:30 service regardless, but sometimes that place is hard to heat down there, so it's just going to depend on how the day is, but plan to have it down there unless it is extremely, extremely cold. But have our 7 o'clock here, candlelight communion service, and 10:30 candlelight communion service down at the old church. So I hope you invite people out, come out. I know some folks come to both, and we would love to see you to come on out and be a part of that. The altar flowers are given to the glory of God and in loving memory of Marshall Colt by his wife Christine and their family in celebration of their anniversary. So many blessings to Christine and the family. And I know that God's with you at this time. I pray his comfort and grace would be with you as you go on. Also, our sympathies expressed to the family and friends of Zelia Overcast Paget. Zelia passed away on the 7th of December. Kate Reynolds Hospice in Winston. She's a sister, Miss Claudette Brown. Visitation is today, it appears, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Salisbury. Funeral at 3 o'clock, and burial will also be at St. Paul's. Niece Fouts is Miss Zelia's daughter. There is an email address that you can get information about that. So 2 o'clock for the visitation up at St. Paul's, and then 3 o'clock there will be the funeral service. I'm trying to think, did we miss anything? Anything maybe we've missed? We didn't get in. Hope we didn't miss anything. Well, I guess at this time, if we would all stand for our confession and forgiveness, we'll begin our service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit. May Christ live in your heart. through faith. And now let's have the children come forward for the children's message, if they would. Because I can't get back up here. Miss Ann has made a hostile takeover of the service. Made one of them hostile takeovers. She's the only one I'd let take my chair, see? All good. Hey, Marveen is home from the hospital, thank God for that. She's feeling a little bit better, I'm sure she is. And I understand Ken Nance might have the flu, we're not sure. But that's Roberta's story. I don't know if she hit him on the head with a stick or if he actually has the flu. But no, we'll be praying for Ken. I know, because that's a bad strain. It really. How's everybody today? How are you guys? Let me ask you something. Who is one of the most important people in the Christmas story? What do you think? Well, Jesus is the most important. Who's somebody? What do you think, Mason? Mary. She's very, very important. She is the mother of God. Mary, the Theotokos, the bearer of God. Mary is a wonderful, wonderful lady, and she is to be highly esteemed by us. But you know something that Mary understood? Mary understood this, and it's in the Christmas story. It's called the Magnificat, or Mary's song. And Mary, in that, says, that she rejoiced in Christ her Savior, because Mary understood that she needed a Savior just like you and I need a Savior. That Savior was her very Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we come together for. That's what we celebrate here at Advent. And that's what we're looking forward to as Christmas Eve and Christmas rolls around. It's much more than just presents and things and all the stuff that we do look forward to, singing and the meals and all that stuff. But it's about a young lady who bore God, who brought him to us as a human being. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. We need to be. I'll tell you what, Miss Rita said she had a couple big helpers for me. So who can help? Who's big helpers that can help that Miss Rita had set out for us? And want to get all of the figures out of the window and bring them up here. Unless Jesus is out there, and we'll leave him set. I think he's actually back here somewhere else at incognito right now. But grab all of the figures throughout the windows back there that need to come up. Some of you might even have to grab one or two. You might have to grab a couple. But bring them on up, especially Mary. Especially Mary. There's another one. There's one. Bring him on up. Bring her on up. Somebody grab her. Yeah, put them on up there however you want. This thing's coming together now. Camels, all kind of stuff here happening. There you go. Throw them on up there. Got some wise men. All right, hold on. Put Jesus. Hold on. I'll tell you what, do me a favor. Jesus was supposed to be incognito. Let's put him back here. He's not supposed to make his appearance. There you go, and here comes the star of the show today. Joseph. All right, we can throw him in here. Let's kind of rearrange here a minute. I'm going to take my time today. I'm going to do it however I want to. Ain't like you can run me off now. I'm already run off. So. What you laughing at, Nelson? Put him around here. Get them all gathered up. We got shepherds. We got all kind of good stuff here. Don't want to drop no wise man. Got a cow there. If we just had a monkey in here, we'd really be in bed. Here, we'll put a goat trail. I don't know. We'll put him somewhere. Maybe he can hang out there. That's Nelson, by the way. His name is Nelson. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We're going to have a prayer. Let me hop by you fellas here. Let me hop by you. I'll tell you what, let's ask a prayer, but now you guys need to stay up here because we're going to have the lighting of the Mary candle today and all that. And then you guys can get a sucker and you can go back to the pews, I think, because we're not having children's church today. You guys are going to be, or maybe they are, but not till after some things. Well, let's pray. Most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for Mary, the mother of God, a lady to be highly esteemed, thankful that she bore you, brought you into this world. And we're thankful that she withstood the shame, all of the things that came with what she did. A very brave woman. Thankful. But we're mostly thankful for our Lord and Savior Jesus. Ask it all. Amen. All right, guys, y'all hold on. We're gonna have the lighting of the candle.
This morning we light the Mary's candle. This candle reminds us that God chose her to be the mother of our Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious and forgiving God, in this fourth Sunday of Advent, we need to take time to turn us from our sin, reflect on your gifts to us, and consider how we might best dedicate ourselves to you once again. Cleanse the thoughts and intentions of our hearts that we may sing your praises as Mary did so long ago. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
All right, guys, y'all can get a sucker and go back here and be where you're supposed to be. Now, I guess at this time, we're going to turn over to Mark and the choir. They've got some wonderful stuff for us.
A reading from Isaiah, starting with chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you. The second lesson is a reading from the book of Micah. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his goodness will reach to the ends of the earth.
The third lesson comes from the first chapter of Luke. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings. Who you are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. However, will this be? How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "Since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be with me fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
A reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
A reading from Luke. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you. Mark, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. The sixth lesson comes from the second chapter of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Our seventh lesson today is found in the text of Isaiah 11 and of the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Isaiah 11, "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, And a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. Here ends our first reading. And now the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Before we dismiss, we have two announcements. Don't forget your offering envelopes for giving for next year. Also, there are some Christmas poke bags up front. If you did not get one, or if you just would like another one, you go ahead and grab one, and we greatly appreciate it. We need to send off, or maybe there's a shut-in or somebody that you know of that could use one. So many blessings with that. And now, may the Lord's face shine upon you and God's grace be with you, and may his peace rest upon you.